Good morning.
Good morning.
I assume you all know you're in conference room one for workshop number two, keeping bus attendance records with technology. And I've got a handout I'll be giving you in just a minute. The session is led by Pastor Peter Lopez. Pastor Lopez is assistant, associate, and everything else at Faith Baptist Church. I used to go to First Baptist Church. He's going to teach you about technology when he can understand it himself here. Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to be handing these out.
All right. Make sure this got all packed up. I did not communicate with my captain early enough to bring this charge. Is this ready, Max? Is this recording and all?
All right. Yeah, yep, looks good.
As long as you're recording in the back. All right. Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to see you here this morning. Using technology to keep bus records, is that's the correct workshop, right? That's where you thought you are? All right. If you think you're supposed to be somewhere else, I won't be offended if you get up and walk out. Or if you thought the teacher was going to be a different person and you're disappointed, feel free to walk out. You know, it's okay. I don't mind. Technology. Wow. Technology is one of those things that we all have to deal with, isn't it? It just is coming at us from every direction. And it's just something that we just kind of learn to work with, we're learning to deal with, and we're learning to make the most of it. You know, one of the specific areas that technology can become a blessing to us is in the area of bus records. If any of you that have been in our conference or have ever heard me speak, I am huge on keeping bus records. Huge on keeping bus records. And there are kind of some main aspects of bus records that you always have to have. I think that you should have, and you should have forever. I could show you this information from our church from the first Sunday I ran all the way up till now. Every year they just get logged. They put away in a little vault area that I have. And I could just pull it for all the years. And just in case, you just never know. Maybe it's too much, but it's just the way it is. Contact information for every bus rider. That's information you have to have. Make sure you have their name, their phone number, you know, their date of birth, anything like that. Contact information for all bus riders. You want to make sure that's information you have to have. You also want to have a parental permission signature, a form, a slip, something that is signed saying that the parent has given the child permission to be on your bus. This is something that is very, very important. You want to make sure that you have that for every single rider that rides your bus. I know we always have those questions. What if somebody gets on for the first time and they came with a visitor, but they came from the visitor's house, but yet the parent does have permission? And you can get that later. I know I'm not saying you have to have it before they get on, but ultimately, you need to have a parental signature for every single rider that's on your bus. That's very, very important. And a lot of times, the first one I mentioned, which is the contact information, and the parental signature can both be on one form. A lot of times you can use a triplicate form or some type of sheet that everybody signs and has it all together. You can work that through. The third one is an attendance list for each route that's running. If your church has one route or two routes or three, whatever your church has, an attendance list, which basically shows everybody that was on your bus every single time you run your bus. And you want to have the first and last name. These are three absolute musts. These are the foundation for our records at our church. And all of those things I could show you for years and years and years and years. So here's what I would show you. I'd show you a card. We use a card. It's actually, we get it from BB Publications, Church Bus News. We get a card. It's about that big. We use the triplicate form, and you write down the date of the card, the writer's name. You write down their phone number, you write down their address, which route they're on, and it has a little thing there that says basically that I give my child permission to ride the bus, and if they have an infectious disease, I'll keep them home. That's about what it says. And so they sign the card. We give the top portion to the Sunday school teacher, because it's a triplicate form. The middle one goes, which is a yellow one, I believe, goes to the Wednesday night children's worker, and then the hard copy on the bottom stays in a bus book. So if I were to take you back through the years, I could show you a stack of every single year for every single route of all of those forms that we have completed with the parent signature, of course, on there. And then next to that would be a stack of what we had as our attendance books. Our attendance books are basically a spiral-bound book that we ultimately end up kind of designing our own and then using it at Office Depot would print it for us. And basically, it just had the date. You write down, like, if it was last Sunday, you would write down the date, March, whatever last Sunday was, with the 9th. You write down the date, you write down the route number, and then you list, it has blanks, every single rider's name that was on your bus. First and last name, first and last name, first and last name, and then all of the workers as well. So you can always prove who was on your bus every single time you ran it. And so basically you would have a stack of the cards with contact information and signatures, and then I would have a stack of those spiral bound books with the attendance forms. That's just how we've always done it. The challenge that you start having, especially kind of the more you start doing, the more routes you start having, is all of those things were paper bound, which always means they're prone to all of the things paper are prone to, which is tearing, getting wet, dropping, you know, in a puddle, all the things that you have to deal with. Not to mention the fact, because they're these small papers, it seems like they're always prone to being lost. Well, I put it on my bus and I can't find it on my bus, it must have snuck under a seat. There's always all these things. So what happened is last year, towards the end of the year, I started thinking, how can I cause or help our bus records to become more efficient? I want efficiency. And I want to do it in such a way that will keep the workers from losing this very necessary information. So how could I do that? And so suddenly it hit me. What if we use technology? Now, to use technology with this kind of stuff, you know, most of the time you talk about bus ministries, you're a throwback to the 70s and 80s. So now you're trying to bring a 70s and 80s really popular ministry to 21st century. It's like, oh, is that going to work? I don't know how that's going to work. And I thought, let's try it. So that's about what we did. So there's a couple things I'll mention to you, and then I'll walk you through what we do, and I'll give you a chance to ask questions. Maybe you might have even more insight than I do. Is we started a pilot, what I call a pilot program this year, which is basically, it's just something we're doing. I'll show you exactly what it is, to find out what our likes and dislikes of what we are currently doing this year. But I will be the first to tell you that it's not our end goal. What I'm doing and what I'm going to show you we are doing right now is not the end of the road. The end of the road is something far more. But this right here at least gets me on the road to figure out what I like and don't like. And then my goal is then to kind of create something that would be exactly what we need and want. And honestly, if you were to ask me, my goal would be to create it in such a way that churches across the nation that need to use attendance records and want to do these things could do it as well. A couple $100 at the least. No, I'm just kidding. So, I'm kidding, of course. So here it is. Let's walk you through it. Using a tablet PC for one-source record keeping. This is exactly what we do. As I was starting to think of keeping track of all of this stuff, it's on a bus. This is going to be on the bus. You know how it is. There's no other way to get around it. So what I did, of course, I took it out of the case. But what I did is I basically thought, I need to get a tablet PC. That was step number one. We're going to use tablets. That's the best way. It's hard to use, you know, laptop computers and all those things. But, of course, we have multiple routes. I can't afford to go spending, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 on all this, and next thing you know, I could have bought, you know, 100 different spiral notebooks and kept replacing them instead of buying all these PCs. So I needed to find a tablet PC that was affordable, and I also needed to find one that I felt like would be bigger. I don't always think tablets are bigger. I have personally have a tablet. It's not this big. But I thought for the bus, bigger, better. Because you know how bus, there's a lot of movement. Things get shaky. The bigger they are, the better. So what I did is I started doing research about tablet PCs, capabilities, and those kinds of things. You might, if you do this research, come to a different conclusion. I went with a 13.1-inch screen. It's a little bit bigger. It's kind of on the bigger end. In fact, on the bigger end, that it's kind of hard to find a really good cover for it. Now, I haven't found a really great one. The one we have works, but it's not the best. And so this is what I went. I went with the brand that is called Hanspree. Hanspree. It's Hanspree. Dear, do you remember if I bought these on Amazon or at Walmart? I know I looked on Amazon. I may have ordered them off Amazon, I think is actually what I did. I ordered Hanspree. I ordered them right before Christmas. And so they were actually on a decent price. I want to say that I paid about $100 or a little less for each one. And so I couldn't afford to pay much more than that. I'm not going to. And so that's what I paid for each one. The tablet PC then becomes ultimately, and not completely now, but ultimately will be the one source record keeper for every single route. So every single route has a tablet PC, and all records are kept on this tablet PC. It provides a more stable platform because technology is cool to people, and you're not going to lose this under a bus seat. You know what I'm saying? And in fact, you're not even going to put this on a bus seat and let it slide off. You're going to be very careful with this, and I like that. And so far, now maybe in 25 years when technology is old news and it's the new paper because there's no more technology, now stuff is in our retina and we're actually just seeing it, you know, without stuff. At some point, this might be lost, but at this point, it's not going to happen. So notebooks, folders, spirals, papers, all those things that were tending to get lost, don't have to worry about it now. Now it's all on this, all one source, and provides a primary platform for an attendance list and contact information. So the three things I told you about, I'll walk you through them. So this is what we went with. I guess let me ask you this real quick. Do you have any questions about that so far, the tablet PC, the specific one we chose, or why we chose it? Oh, sorry, I thought you said I just bought one.
No.
HANNSPREE. It's an Android based. Yeah, it's actually an Android PC, which is kind of what I was looking for. No particular reason why. I'm just very familiar and comfortable with Android, you know. But there were Windows one there, but a lot of those were more expensive, I felt like. Yeah, were more expensive. I will actually get to that in just a little bit. But if I don't get, I'm sure I will. It's in my outline. I'll get to that question. Anybody else? Anybody else with that? Okay. So now we have this. But obviously, you have to find a way to now keep the records. So you have to find a way to do it. So one of the things I did, which is why Pastor Hans' question is very good, because I was looking into the Windows one, because I thought I could basically have. We have people in our church that do engineering. For like records and things like that, and was like, I was talking about this, and they said, well, I can design a program that'll work through like Access or something like that, where basically they plug it all into all this, so it would help to have a Windows-based one. I realized the price of the Windows-based ones and all those kinds of things, and I kind of opted to not do it. And I wanted to try this pilot program first. So what I did is that what I thought is, okay, I have this, it's Android-based. Let me first see what apps are available. I mean, that's kind of, you know, the first thing. Let me see what apps are available to see if there is an app that would fit our needs. Of course, you run a search on apps, attendance records, church attendance. You can run a search on all those different things. And there are several different apps that come up, particularly in the Android market, the Play Store. The one that I found, and actually all of them you can do on your phone too, I tried different ones out myself personally. And I ended up coming to the conclusion that there was one that kind of fit best for us. And it's actually called the Attendance Tracker app. It's found in the Android market, the Play Store. It's a free app. Now, I did pay, or I am going to here this month, going to pay like $4.99 because then it gets the advertisements off it. And it's kind of a pain. You're trying to put a kid's name in there and all of a sudden something comes up. Buy this. Oh, you know. So I am going to pay that to get it. If you look at the back sheet, the top left-hand corner, if you look up, that's what it looks like. That's what the app will look like, so you know you're getting the one that I got if you're interested in that. The Attendance Tracker app, that's the logo, and it is available in the Android Play Store. And so that's the app that we use. This is the best app that I found for tracking the attendance and producing the things that we wanted it to produce. It allows us to track not just what we do as a whole, but it allows us to track every individual writer as well. I'll show you more of that in just a moment. It also allows you to establish and save a writer list with each individual that's listed. So let me show you. I wish, you know, I guess if I were smart, I would have tried to plug this in. Okay, so this is the, I don't know if you can see it. Can you guys see that? Is the resolution okay? So their attendance tracker app, basically there's not much on there except for the attendance tracker app. Once I click attendance tracker, then it automatically opens up, and this is the app. So this is what they do while they are on their bus. This is the app. Everybody see it okay? And so this is it. What it allows you to do, like if I hit setup, if I just open this app, it shows me that this is for Route David attendance, because this is Route David's tablet. So when I click on Route David attendance, it then allows me to create. Now what you'll see is they've already created because they're using it. So it has a name, on the left, and to the far right, it has a picture. They actually take the picture of every individual writer. And so that way we have a name and a picture for every single writer. I could click on that information, and when I click on it or hold it down and then click to view it, edit it, it'll actually allow me to take another picture. It'll allow me to make a note about the person, whether I want to add address and all those kinds of information. It'll also allow me to obviously remove the kid as well if I ever need to do that. Hopefully not. So basically, you could set up a writer list. So my goal is that January 1st is when we started using these. At the end of the year, in December, I will be able to go and to see how many kids rode our bus and every picture. Because, you know, sometimes kids might only ride once or twice, and then they move away or something happens. But at least allows me to see how many kids were on our bus on every single route. I'll have a log for them. This one here says that in the, I guess, the first or the times that we've run, we've had bad weather, that they have 54 participants that are listed on this route right now. So there are 54 kids on the bus. And it has, not all of them have their pictures, of course, because we're still going through the process of setting this up. But it allows you to set up a complete and full, a comprehensive rider list. Very convenient. Very convenient. It also allows you to see, obviously, the name and the picture. All right, so the next one, keeping attendance records for each route. So what it allows you to do is it then allows you to get on the bus. So let's say you're one of our secretaries. Can you guys see if I hold it up? Probably not at all. If I click go back to the home screen, which is what it does, I'm not going to set it up because I've already set up my list, and I don't need to add anybody new right now. So I'm just going to click attendance. Once I click attendance, then it says there again, Route David attendance. That's just because we use this for one route. It doesn't have multiple events. You could use one for multiple routes, but how would you keep track of that if you need on the buses? So I just hit Route David attendance, and it shows me all the different Sundays we've run. I could hit it, I could click on it, and actually show you everybody that was here on that Sunday, but I don't need to do that right now. But let's say we're on a bus today. We're running a route. So all I do is hit a plus sign over here, and when I hit that plus sign, automatically comes up Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. I hit Tuesday, March 11th, 2014, and when I hit on that, it now gives me my full and comprehensive list with the pictures. You can't see this. I wish you could, but it has a child's picture with their name, a check mark, an X, a question mark, like a suitcase that looks like it's a first aid type of thing, and a little pencil for a note. So if this first person gets on the bus, all the person has to do is click the check mark. Now they're marked as here. Obviously, if that wasn't that kid, that was another kid, then they hit it, hold it, and the check mark goes away. A downer of the app is it doesn't have, and I actually sent an email to the designers of the app saying, can you add one that says first timer? Because that would be super advantageous to us. They couldn't. They said they couldn't do that, and they weren't looking to do that in the future. So I tell ours, because hopefully we are not going to have any first aid issues on our bus, I always tell ours that if they hit the first aid button, which turns blue, then that is our sign that they're a first-time rider. I'll show you why in a little while, how that's so important for us. So they're able to do that. If a kid gets, hopefully not, suspended from the bus, or let's say a kid is standing on the bus moves, the kid falls and hits their head, you need to log that. And so what you do is you just click the pencil and you make a note. Fell down today, was hit on the bus, got off the bus, talked to the parent. This is exactly what the parent said. And now you have a forever note about this certain event. So it really allows you to do that. Plus, if there's something the rider, the captains need me to know about the child, they can write it on the note and I'll receive this. I'll show you how. So it is very handy and it allows you to keep those attendance records for one route running very, very easily. If something were to happen and the new rider were to get on, all they'd have to do is click back, set up, and all they'd have to do is then add a new rider. There's a plus button with a face. You hit that, and you add a new rider. So it's very easy to add new riders. Take their picture, do all those things. All right, any questions so far about that?
Is there, for the route, is there, a map for where they live and whatnot?
There is not a map. As far as on this, it's a tablet. You can add whatever. If you wanted to, you could kind of do that stuff using different apps and all that. We don't find it necessary. Our captains know where the route, where the kids are, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we don't find that necessary for us. Now, I will say this as a pointer. If you guys look to do this, this route, as an example, does this. If I hit this one and I look at what I'm doing today, they do it because it automatically, like any attendance list, it automatically lists them by alphabetical order. So we put the last name, comma, first name. But this route found that they pick up, basically, they're kind of towards Indy, they pick up like five major spots, housing, 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 apartment, apartment, apartment kind of thing. So they found that rather than alphabetical order, it was actually easier to list them by their locations. So like this one says Bridgeport, comma, and then the name. So they know while they're going through the Bridgeport neighborhood, everybody's together that comes from Bridgeport. Does that make sense? That's just one of those little pointers that we've learned that comes in handy. So, any other questions? Right here.
Have you heard of North Valley Baptist Church's app?
You know, I actually have not. No. Does North Valley have one?
I've heard they've created their own app.
Okay. All right. That would be definitely something to look into. What kind of app? Is it an attendance type thing?
It's for attendance.
Okay. Yeah, that would be definitely something to look into. Definitely. I will look into that. Yes.
When you write your note in your screen, can you set a
you're actually getting ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
You need to quit getting ahead of me. I will talk about that. Yes. Anybody else? I will get there, I promise. Yes. You know, dear, did you download it on your phone, your iStuff? Was it on there? I am not sure if it was or not, to be honest with you. Only because we weren't using anything of that, so I'm not for sure if they do have that on Mac or not. But if you look it up, like on your, it's not there. Yeah, so it might not be on there. Anybody else? All right, so that's where we're at so far, right there. Very good. Let's see. All right, keeping attendance records for each. Okay, distribution of information. Now, what happens is obviously now you need to get the information to me because I'm the one that logs it forever and ever, right? So the kids, let's say we ran today. Click on today's. I am going to click on all these kids' names. We all came. They all here. Okay, so now it's all done. And now I am actually on the bus, and we're headed back to the church. All notes are made. Attendance is tracked. Everything's in good shape. I need to get it. The routes need to get it to me. I'm going to log it. I'm going to keep it. And I'm not just going to trust that one day this isn't going to crash. I need the information somewhere else. And so basically they send it to me. These are not always, they don't have 3G, 4G. I'm not going to go through all that and pay monthly fees. I just don't want to afford to do that. So basically what they do is they go to that attendance where it says Tuesday, March 11th. They click and hold, and then a screen comes up. In that window, it says export. They hit export. They're basically now going to export this out of this, and it asks them, do you want to send it by LAN, Gmail, or email? I hit email. This is what the secretaries will do on the bus. They go through Pastor Lopez, S-T-O-R, so Pastor Lopez comes up, they hit send. They're on a bus. It's not going to be sent. It's not going to be sent at that moment. But what happens is the moment they start pulling in close to the church parking lot, these are set up to automatically connect to our church Wi-Fi. And so as soon as the bus pulls up to its door, basically, my phone starts ringing and I start getting all of these route emails. I could then pull up the list, and it's an email, and I've set up their accounts where it says Route David, Route Timothy, all our different routes, and it has an attachment. I open up the attachment. Now, this is really off. This is not how it looks. I just try to fit it in this space. I opened up the attachment, and this here is what the attachment looks like on the last page there. It basically has all of the kids listed to the left. It talks about everybody who is in and tells you that 25 at the top, 25 kids were on the bus this time, which is 54% of the number of kids that they've had on their bus as a whole. It tells you how many were out. We don't worry about that. Sick, two. Remember what sick for us means? First-timers. So they had two first-timers. And then unknowns, well, we were known and everything. And so, and then notes. There are no notes that are listed there. So there was nothing particular that I needed to be made aware of by any of our writers. So I get this in email. If I were to take you to my computer at my office, I have on my desktop a folder. Double-click on it. It shows a folder for all the routes. I click on the folder for one route, and it pulls up all of these for every single Sunday we've run. So now, basically, instead of keeping all this paper and all this stuff everywhere, I now have a digital vault that is obviously backed up on the server and all that of all of the different routes. And so this is what I get in. It's actually very handy. It's been very handy even when I'm out of town on Sunday. I think I missed one Sunday a few weeks ago. It's really nice to be able to immediately see. Not to mention, it lets me know when the routes arrive at the church, because it gives me the email time as soon as they get close, and it sends it. So I can be like, you know, you're a few minutes late the other day. What's going on? So that's just a side benefit. All right. Let's see. Okay. So that's how I get the information. I get it by way of attachment. This is also handy in that if I were to go back to the screen, it has metrics and export. This basically allows you to check. It says attendance per participant. So if I were to click on that, I could look at any rider and see how faithful they've been. It'll create graphs. Are they faithful in spring, summer, fall? It lets me get a feel for every rider and anything that they see. You know how graphs and charts kind of help you kind of see things or project things. It also allows overall attendance in a graph, which is every month I export that out to myself. I want to see, how did the route do today? What does a graph look like? How were they every Sunday? So every month, every quarter, and then every year, I'll be able to see, did the route go through a summer slump? Did the route peak at certain times? Were there a time the route was not doing so well? And then it allows you to see the number of participants per instance, per month. You could check out all kinds of things. Very, very neat in how it gives you the capabilities to kind of watch, to keep an eye on things, and then to be able to go back through and to communicate with people as far as this is what we're seeing. I should be able to go at the end of the year and say to a certain rider, you know what, you were here, we ran whatever it is, Wednesdays and Sundays, whatever it all ends up to. We ran 70 times this year, and out of 70 times we ran, you were here 56 of them because I can see you right here. That, you know, that, and then you can kind of get prizes or awards based on those things too if you wanted to. Yes?
Is Excel the format? Or?
Yes, sir. It comes straight to me in an Excel worksheet. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Let me mention this to you. Okay. Let me mention this. So that allows you to chart growth and trends. Now, the goal of this pilot program, remember I said this is just a pilot program for us, is ultimately to get the feel of the things I like and the things I don't like. Now, let me walk you through some of those, because I'll be honest with you, this is not, you know, it is what it is. Some of the things I like and don't like. Number one is I don't like the fact that I still have to have an attendance card and this. And the reason why I have to do that, I have to do that, is because this does not give me the capability, this app does not give me the capability for parent signatures and things like that. What my goal is, the end of the road, is to basically have it to where I could add a kid in an app, put all their contact information, get everything set, and show it, read, say to the parent, do you give permission for your child to ride the bus? If they have an infectious disease, you'll keep them home? Yes. Click a check mark, a box, and then ask the parent to sign it. Just like you would on a phone. I mean, like we're using that square thing to accept payments by credit card. You sign it on the phone, just like that. Take your finger, write it, and then click OK, and now you have a parent signature in here as well. That's the end of the road. This app does not give me that capability. So I still have to function on the card because the card is the parent's signature. But that's part of the pilot program. That's one of the things that I want to fix. This app does not make it super easy to add address. You have to add it under the note of a child. It doesn't have specifically address because it's not intended for exactly what we're doing. Also, the fact that it doesn't allow us first time to click easily, this is a first time rider. I would like to be able to do that. Frankly, I would like to be able to kind of create various columns that are unnamed that you can add just a name to. I would like to be able to add that to this app. These are some of the downers of this app. Another downer is that this app stands in and of itself on this tablet PC. In other words, this is unique to this one. If I were to set this one down for this route, and I were to head over here and pick up this tablet for another route, I could not find out on this tablet, I could not find out what this route is doing over here. I simply can't. There is no connectivity between the two. They stand in and of themselves. You can get that app if you have an Android phone. Yet, you can't pull out your phone and connect to the tablet just in case you need to use it on your phone or pull it up. There's no connectivity between them. Each app stands in and of itself. That's a downer for me. I would like to be able to have one tablet that basically is communicating and all that, or all my multiple tablets communicating to one source, one PC, and then everything is easily accessible from that. So that's something that's going to happen. You say, how are you going to get there? Well, my goal is that we have just we've just designed. It's actually available now on both for both Android and Mac and all that. We have designed a church app. We've had a company, a church app company, that has designed a church app for us. So we'll have a Faith Baptist app. The company we work with, we want to get a feel for them, see how they work, see how they do all these things. Now that they've designed that for us, now the next step is going to be is actually to communicate with them, hopefully by the end of this year, about, okay, here's what we've learned and that we like and don't like, and try to design an app that fits specifically what we are saying we need and want. So that's why I call this a pilot program, because we're just feeling our way through it to determine what we like and don't like before we go. This is going to affect the entire church. We're actually running through a pilot program right now with our deacons, keeping church membership. So we'll have deacons, they don't walk around with this size, they're just more Bible size, that walk around, exact same concept, but keeping track of members of the church. They click send, they send it to the secretary, and immediately we have church attendance records. And ultimately, I would like to tie it in, rather than distribute 25 Sunday school books to our Sunday schools, tie it in to where we have one on the wall for every single Sunday school class. And so it's all connected and all being connected to one hub where all church attendance is kept on one system, even though it comes from multiple tablets. So that's the goal I want to get to. I just have to have an app design that is enough to handle everything that I'm trying to handle, which will be a pretty big app. And that's hopefully when we do it, we'll be able to produce that and create that. My goal would be to have that in the next 2 years. Any questions? I know we got to go.
Can you attach a document to
the
Studio?
To attach one to...
Just the file there, can you do that?
Oh, within that app, attach a document? Not that I have found. Yeah. Like where you can put all the information and attach it to them somehow?
Yeah,
if you could. Yeah, it doesn't allow any outside connectivity from those kind of things that I found yet on this app.
Wouldn't you also be able to put in the notes the first time writer such and such date?
Oh, yes.
Instead of doing
that, sick. Oh, yeah. And some of our routes actually do sick and that. Like it makes them feel better to do that. So they actually write down. But if I see sick and I see the date, I'll know it. But some of them do like to add the note as well. Yeah. Anybody else? They don't have time for it, do they, Max? Hey, you guys have my email address there at the bottom, so please do feel free to email me if anything comes up. Thanks, guys.